Do you want to relive your childhood and climb a tree? You will get that opportunity in Boise later this month. Canopy Watch International, a Boise-based nonprofit, will be holding Idaho's first ever guided tree climbing adventure on September 29th. Canopy Watch does more than just teach people how to climb a tree with harnesses and ropes. The organization's mission is simple: bring people into the forest canopy and the canopy to the world through expeditions, education, and research. And by doing so, this is conserving forests by inspiring wonder and awe in people. Joining me live in studio today to talk more about Canopy Watch International is David Anderson. He is the founder and president. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Okay, so tell me exactly what Canopy Watch International is, because when you hear about a tree climb, like we're going to climb trees, but this is so much more than what we're thinking of when we think of climbing a tree.
I created Canopy Watch to create a passion and awareness in trees in people around the world. So we do educational activities, we have an educational blog, and it's all about forming connections between people and trees and teaching skills that allow people to get into trees when ordinarily they never could.
And why is it important for people to get into those trees? I mean, what does that do?
They're at the most fundamental level. When people get into trees, it changes their perspective and their awareness, not only about trees, but about themselves. And it really creates this awareness of the environment that surrounds us.
And one of your missions really, I mean, it's education and it's conservation. What does, you know, going out, and I mean, you were talking, you know, people are in harnesses and ropes and all of that, but how does getting people up into the canopy of a tree really teach conservation?
For the general public, climbing a tree changes their perspective. And the way that I look at it is this: we live in the city of trees, but how often do you actually see people interacting with trees? Trees make our lives better. We really need trees for shade, for all of the comforts that they provide. But I want to connect people and trees. I want to have people and trees interacting, and it would be great to create this little army of evangelists who are out there rooting for trees every day.
And one of the things that your organization does is that, I mean, you do this globally. So, I mean, this isn't something new, but tell me about just one of the most recent trips you took. You were in Honduras, and you were teaching, I believe you said, biologists about trees and getting them up into the rainforest, correct?
Yeah, at the deeper level, I teach scientists in developing countries how to access trees so that they can do research. They can study the biodiversity, the animals, the plants, and amphibians that live only in the rainforest canopy. We write grants. We coordinate with organizations in the country, and then we teach these people how to use the equipment that we bring them to get into the forest canopy and study it and conserve it.
And what happens, that's interesting what you say about looking at just not just plants but animals that live within the rainforest, but they may be in the trees. How does this help scientists in these developing countries?
A lot of the biodiversity in a tropical rainforest actually occurs at heights that we can never get to when we're standing on the ground. There are frogs, insects, all kinds of animals that live in the canopy, in plants. There are birds that I have only ever seen while standing on the top of a tree and not from the ground. And really, to conserve biodiversity to the fullest extent, we have to appreciate it. And to appreciate it, we have to go out and find it. We can't find it from the ground. I put people in trees.
And this is, what I think is fascinating is it's yes, you do this with just the average person, but really that whole aspect of teaching other scientists and other researchers about how we can basically help conserve our Earth, really, through learning how to climb trees.
And that's why I take the public tree climbing, so that they can appreciate the world around them that they see every day. And then I take scientists tree climbing, because it gives them a skill that is needed for a full appreciation, understanding, and conservation of forests.
And how in the world did you start climbing trees? I mean, is it every young boy's dream to end up being a tree climber as an adult?
You know, I grew up to be the person I was as a child. When I was a kid, I spent my whole childhood in trees. That was all I did. And then I became a graduate student at Boise State University in the Raptor Biology Program in 1995. I had no idea how to climb trees, and I had to do it for my research. I went down to Central America. I was living in the jungle, in the rainforest, climbing trees, looking at birds of prey, and it was do or die. I had to learn to do it right, or I wouldn't be here talking to you today.
I'm speaking with David Anderson. He is the founder and president of Canopy Watch International. You also work with the Peregrine Fund as well. And as part of that, you know, when we look at like raptor conservation, I mean, that how does that tie into to trees and the whole tree climb? I mean, it just seems to be this whole kind of cyclical, relationship that happens.
I am a biologist for the Peregrine Fund. I work on a program in the Arctic and I work on another one in the rainforest. And for both of those programs, we need to climb to get into bird nests. In Alaska, we climb into falcon nests on cliffs. And in Panama, we climb into harpy eagle nests in the rainforest. If you want to get into a bird nest, you have to get into the tree. If you want to do it safely, you need the right equipment and methods.
Okay, so let's talk about that, because on September 29th at the Idaho Botanical Garden, this will be the first ever public tree climb here in the Gem State.
To my knowledge, it's the very first one, and I'm really excited. And I'm excited to partner with the Idaho Botanical Garden. They've seen that this has potential.
So when we talk about this, it's not just a free-for-all, like get in the tree and try to climb it. Talk to me about what people will be experiencing, you know, literally from the ground up when they get there.
Most people have a basic understanding or have seen rock climbing happen.
Mm-hmm.
But tree climbing is a parallel sport, but it's really different. Tree climbing depends on equipment and methods that are designed specifically for trees. The harnesses, the ropes, the helmets. We use all of these. We install a rope in a tree. The rope comes down to the ground. We have a tree climbing harness that the person will sit in. Special knots and equipment that they will just then use to lift themselves up into the canopy of the trees at the Botanical Garden.
And you were telling me, too, that 10 years old and older you're taking on this tree climb.
Yep, 10 and up. Children who are 10 or 60, they're all welcome.
And which trees in the Botanical Garden will you be climbing?
The Botanical Garden has some wonderful trees. The ones that we picked out for this event are two lovely sycamores that are right in front of the administration building. So when you park in the parking lot there, there's these two beautiful trees with white bark
mm-hmm.
and lovely green leaves in front of the building that we'll be climbing.
And about how tall are those trees?
Oh, how tall are the trees? I don't remember, but maybe 80 feet to the top.
Oh, okay. And you've climbed higher than that. But for the general public, we're gonna keep it at 80 feet.
We're going to keep it at 80 feet. And once again, they're attached to ropes the entire time. And I will be supervising every move up and down the ropes.
And this, you have 36 spots. So you've still got spots open. And you are keeping it this limited so that people can really get an educational component to this, correct?
Absolutely. Everyone will get 1 hour in the harness in the tree. And there are 6 one-hour slots. 6 climbers per slot is 36 total people who get to do this in the first ever.
And what people have to do is just go to the Idaho Botanical Garden website, look for their events calendar, and sign up, because I have a feeling these spots are going to go pretty quick once people hear about this. And you've done climbs we've talked about Honduras, you've been in Costa Rica, but also around the country. And tell me about the one that you did in Portland, in the city of Portland, because a lot of people here, you know, know the Portland area. And these were 200-foot trees that you took people up in?
They were 250 feet. This was a climb that was sponsored by the Audubon Society and a group called Ascending the Giants in Portland, Oregon. We did a tree climb for guests where we took them 250 feet up into the tops of these trees, and I was the ecologist tour guide explaining the ecology of the forest.
Once people go into a tree like this, and even at the botanical gardens when they're going to experience this at an 80-foot tree, what are people's reactions?
The reaction is super excitement, super enthusiasm. And there's this really unusual thing that happens when people climb trees. Time slows down and there's an intense focus on every move. And I think that's what creates the awareness not only of the tree, but it deepens a person's awareness of themselves as well.
And does it educate people on the need for trees? I mean, it isn't something that I think every single day we think about needing to conserve trees, but we do.
We take trees for granted, and really the beautiful trees in Boise, it may take 50 to 100 years to grow one of these lovely trees. It only takes an hour to cut one down, and we take them for granted. But when once a person climbs a tree, they look at them in a whole different way.
And ultimately, this does affect our ecology, correct, when we are cutting down trees versus, you know, finding ways to conserve certain trees.
It really affects the environment that we live in Boise. Trees provide so much for us. They're beautiful. They give us shade. The birds that we hear singing every day are living and nesting in the trees. So we really need trees. And in a place like Boise, trees need us too.
Well, I think this sounds fascinating. So again, if you are interested in doing this public tree climb at the Idaho Botanical Gardens, it is September 29th. Just go to their website, sign up, and the slots are going to go pretty quick since you've only got 36 of them. David, I really appreciate you coming in today. My guest today, David Anderson, he is the founder and president of Canopy Watch International. Thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.